Hello and welcome to the Fastest Lap Podcast, helping you to stay up to date with the fast-moving world of Formula One. Today, we predict the 2019 Formula One Grid. My name is Jan, and as ever, I'm with Furby. Hello everyone to episode 98 of the Fastest Lap Podcast. In terms of the driver market, it is still quite interesting as we are in the middle of the season and we don't have many drivers confirmed for 2019. So today we want to give you our opinions on the possible 2019 grid. So let's directly start with Mercedes. 2018, we had, or we still have, Lewis Hamilton and Valtteri Bottas as their drivers. And yeah, I mean, I don't know whether you've heard some recent interviews with Lewis Hamilton, but you somehow always get the feeling it could be a split decision by him to say, yeah, I'm done with racing, I want to pursue my singing career, I want to build businesses or whatever. But for 2019, I don't think we have reached that point where Lewis Hamilton might go and leave Formula One and do something else. So at least for Lewis Hamilton, I think he will stay with Mercedes next year. Do you think so as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny how you said that about Hamilton and how he wants to, you know, he sort of gives the opinion, or he sort of expresses that maybe he wants to do something outside of F1, and no doubt he will be doing that when he retires from F1. I think whenever the decision comes for Hamilton to actually retire, I don't really think it'd come as a massive shock, even if it came at the end of this year, because you know, I think that Hamilton still enjoys F1 as much as he has done, but he's also enjoying, you know, clearly his personal life and his little projects that he has, you know, outside of F1. So, it wouldn't entirely surprise me if Hamilton decided that he was going to retire at the end of the season. But, I do think it is very, very unlikely. I mean, we know that Mercedes have been in long negotiations with Hamilton over a new contract, and I expect a new deal to be announced fairly soon. The interesting thing with that deal is going to be just how long the deal is. I mean, so far I think he signed a 3-year deal in 2013 and then another one in 2015, and I'd be surprised if this one was a 3-year deal. I'm expecting it to be a 2-year deal, but yeah, mm-hmm. very much so. I imagine that Hamilton will be in at Mercedes next year.
And probably it will be also a contract that brings Hamilton a lot of money, because he won't be driving for like the same salary as currently, I would assume. And I think even Christian Horner said in some interviews that, it could be quite an expensive deal for Mercedes. I think we both agree that Hamilton will be, if nothing unusual happens, that Hamilton will be with Mercedes for next season. The interesting, or probably the more interesting part, is the driver alongside him. So Bottas showed some really good performances this season, but as we all know, the luck wasn't really on his side. I mean, he had so much bad luck, but all in all, in my opinion at least, he deserves to get another contract, whatever the length is. But just seeing him be on the same level most of the time with Lewis Hamilton in qualifying and in the race, I think Mercedes would be stupid not to renew the contract, although we all know they do have some young drivers in the pipeline, and I think in pole position in their pipeline is Esteban Ocon, but I don't see a reason why they wouldn't go with Valtteri Bottas, as I said, he showed good performances, and the relationship between Hamilton and Bottas seems to be quite good as well.
Yeah, I spoke about Hamilton retiring, and I think I'd be more surprised if Mercedes didn't offer Bottas a new contract than I would be if Hamilton retired from Formula One. I think it's a no-brainer for me that Bottas should get a new contract. Based on what I've seen so far from him, I mean he's driven well in 2018, and yeah, if luck was on his side, he'd have a couple of victories under his belt. But yeah, it just hasn't gone that way. But Mercedes aren't going to ditch him because he's had some bad luck. You know, it's out of his hands, and I think they're pretty satisfied with his speed and how he's been performing. So yeah, I think Bottas will get in there. So yeah, I mean, I think we both pretty much agree that Mercedes next year will keep their lineup from this year of Hamilton and Bottas.
Yes, absolutely. So next team, Ferrari, what do you think? Will they keep Kimi? I think that's a big question, as I don't think... I think Vettel still has a contract, right?
Yeah, Vettel has a contract until the end of 2020, I think. So yeah, he's not going anywhere. He's committed to Ferrari for the long term. That's why he joined them in the first place in 2015. The big question is, will Kimi be in F1 next year? Will he be driving at Ferrari? And you know, there's been sort of questions on whether he might still be in F1 next year, but not quite with Ferrari. There's been some rumors going on there. I don't quite believe them myself.
Me neither.
Yeah. But you know, it's right now for me, it's really 50-50. It's so hard to know whether it will be Kimi in that seat, or if Ferrari will bring in a new driver. And it looks like if they're going to bring in a new driver, it's going to be Charles Leclerc, currently driving for Sauber, who is a Ferrari young driver who's doing an amazing job in his first season in F1. And I think Leclerc is, well, you know, the next in line to take a seat at Ferrari. Just the question is, will it be next year or will it be the year after? And I'm going to go out on a bold one here, and I'm going to say that I think Ferrari could well promote Leclerc for next year. Either way, I wouldn't be entirely surprised if they kept Raikkonen for another year and let Leclerc just get one more year's experience under his belt. But I think he's shown the speed and the maturity already, Leclerc. So I think we could very well see him in the Ferrari seat next year alongside Vettel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Although, if you look to the past, Ferrari hasn't really been a team that promoted young drivers in their early careers. They always kind of went with more experienced drivers. And yeah, looking at the performances of Kimi this season, you have to say they were not bad at all. I mean, he showed some great performances, nearly or getting so close to the win in Austria, of course. And I mean, he has scored so many podiums in the last couple of seasons, and that's really what Ferrari wants from arguably the driver that's, how to put it in a good way, the driver that's not fighting for the championship. Let's put it that way. And I mean, we see it this season. Ferrari is currently P1 in the Constructors' Championship, and that's not only Vettel. You know, it's Vettel and Kimi working. We haven't even spoken about the relationship between Vettel and Kimi, which is quite good. They've known each other for a long time and get along well. So, yeah, you say Leclerc. I think it is not this year, maybe next year for him, but I think Ferrari will keep Vettel and Kimi for 2019, which will, of course, not go down well with some people who think, like, I don't know, Kimi should have been out of F1 for like 3 or 4 years. And yeah, I don't agree with them. I think Kimi still has the edge and maybe had some problems with the handling of the newer cars. And we know he's quite sensitive on his steering input. But yeah, I hope and I think Kimi will stay with Ferrari for 2019. And as you said, I don't believe that he will race with any other team. If he can't drive for Ferrari, he'll just retire.
Yeah. Absolutely, and you know, just based, just coming back to Leclerc, it'd be quite nice. Well, I think most people are in agreement that you know, Leclerc, if it's not 2019, it's going to be 2020 that he gets the seat, or you know, well, he's going to be a Ferrari driver, I think, is the general assessment.
I mean, he already is.
Yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, but I think it would be quite nice because you know, on after Jules Bianchi's death, which actually occurred 3 years ago on the day that we're actually recording this episode. You know, we know that after Jules's death, Ferrari came out and said that the plan was for Jules to come in and replace Raikkonen at Ferrari, and for it to be Charles who we think will eventually do it. It'll be quite nice because we know that Charles and Jules were best friends growing up, so yeah, that'd be a really nice story.
Absolutely. So let's go to the next team then, which is Red Bull, and Verstappen is confirmed. He signed a new contract with Red Bull, and the second seed, well, let's put it that way, I don't think Ricciardo has many good offers. I mean, it looked quite good for him at the beginning of the season, where he talked himself up basically in the media and maybe I'm looking for some good offers and so on, but somehow they all disappeared. I don't think he has many other options than to stay at Red Bull if he wants to fight for wins in the next couple of seasons.
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of poised that he would be going to Ferrari for a while, wasn't it? And that's what a lot of people thought would happen, including myself. If I'm not like, I'm not gonna lie, I thought early on in the season that there was a good chance that he'd be just the way that the rumors were going, the way that he was, you know, speaking in interviews. I'm sure he would very much love to go to Ferrari, but yeah, Ferrari, it seems now, aren't really interested in him, and yeah, nor are Mercedes. So it kind of leaves the question, you know, the only team that you could sort of say maybe he could on the very off chance go to, apart from Mercedes and Ferrari, is Renault. But you know, even then, it's yeah, the chances of him staying at Red Bull just completely outweigh any other option right now. Like you said, Verstappen is confirmed, so he'll be there next year. And Ricciardo, you know, staying at Red Bull, necessarily, it won't be a bad thing, but I mean, it's hard to know whether he'll be feeling disappointment or not. I guess we kind of will know fully when Red Bull turn up next year with Honda engines in the back, and, you know, if Honda have turned up and Red Bull have produced a good chassis and they can actually fight, then I'm sure he'll be happy. But yeah, you know, I'm talking like he's already confirmed that Red Bull, but I think more or less, in my opinion, he is, because there's just no other real opportunities open for him.
Yeah, I mean, he even said it himself. I think the quote was, "It's very likely that I'll stay at Red Bull," or something like that. So yeah, I also think Ricciardo and Verstappen will race for Red Bull in 2019. So now Haas. That could be, or that's for me, that's the first team where I see a change from 2018 to 2019, and yeah, I think Kevin Magnussen will stay there, but I don't think Romain Grosjean will stay there. I mean, he has been in Formula One for a good couple of years, showed some really good performances, but he also had some incidents, let's put it that way. And I was actually quite surprised when I saw a video called Romain Grosjean Crash Compilation. And I thought, like, yeah, he had a few. But the video was like 10 minutes long, and it really reminded me of some Maldonado crash videos. And I thought, like, well, yeah, sometimes he's really over the limit. And yeah, we saw it this season again. Sometimes his fault, sometimes not his fault. But I, even with how the Haas team principal talked to the media in the last couple of weeks, I don't think he really has the best chances for further seasons with Haas. So I think a possibility on the second driver alongside Magnussen is Charles Leclerc. As I said, I don't think they will put him directly into the Ferrari seat, but I think they'll take a second step with putting him into Haas. And we've seen that Haas can build a pretty strong car this season, most of the time being best of the rest after Red Bull. And yeah, with that, Charles Leclerc can develop even more. So I think Leclerc and Magnussen in for Haas next season.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad prediction. It's certainly quite likely that, I've obviously put Leclerc in straight in a Ferrari, which I already mentioned is a bold shout. You know, it's likely that it could happen, but it's also likely that it won't happen. And yeah, I think if he wasn't going to go to Ferrari next year, he'd be placed in Haas, I reckon. But yeah, you have predicted that there's going to be change at Haas. I'm gonna say that does not. Certainly Magnussen will stay there for next year.
Yeah.
And then Magnussen he seems happy himself there. Haas seem happy with him there, although they do have to deal with some questions from the press sometimes about his driving style and techniques. But you know, he's been good for Haas, and it's good for Magnussen too, because we've seen him in his first year at McLaren, and then he lost out there when Alonso came in, and then kind of lost out completely when Van Dorn came in. In that reserve, I guess, sort of area in McLaren before he then went to Renault, and of course was only able to spend a year there before falling out. And he seems to be settling well at Haas. So he'll be there next year. Then the question sort of remains over Grosjean, and I do think he will be there next year. I think Grosjean has been in F1 long enough to prove his worth, I guess. I mean, you can't deny that he's had some upsets and poor decisions along the way. He's been in F1. I mean, next year will be what, 10 years since his wow, first race in 2009. And yeah, then of course he left F1 for a couple of years and then came back. But even when he came back, he had a little bit of trouble getting a race ban after his crash at Belgium. But even in that time at Lotus, he got like 9 or 10 podiums. And since he joined Haas, he's kind of been their leading man. And this year, of course, he's had a troublesome first half of the season, getting into all sorts of trouble, but I don't think it warrants enough to throw him out of the team altogether. I'm sure he does so much for the team behind the scenes that we don't actually see, you know, developing the car and everything like that. So he's proven himself already that he can deliver the goods for Haas, and for whatever reason so far it just hasn't been going well. But I have no doubt that he'll be able to come back and do the things that the team want him to do again, and therefore I think he'll be staying in the team next year alongside Magnussen.
All right, so next team is Renault, and I think It's a quick answer for me there. Everything will stay as it is. I think they can be very happy with their driver pairing. Two of the best drivers, or two very good drivers on the F1 grid. The only possibility that I see changed there is if Red Bull says we need Carlos Sainz because, I don't know, Ricardo leaves or whatever. But other than that, I think Sainz and Hulk, they will stay at Renault.
Yeah, maybe a swap deal for Sainz and Ricardo. I mean, I agree. They're two very, very good drivers. And, you know, Renault are constantly improving. And, Sainz has a ton of experience now behind him. Well, not a ton, but, you know, this is his, fifth year in F1. So, he's settling in there really, really well. And Hülkenberg, again, seems to be in with Renault for the long term. So, yeah, I don't see any change there, really. The only thing that will be interesting to see with this deal, if Sainz stays, is what his position remains with Red Bull will be. If they, you know, loan him out again for the second season, or if they drop him completely and then Renault kind of have him as their own driver, so that'll be an interesting thing to look out for. But I can't imagine Red Bull dropping signs like that. They don't really have the depth in their junior drivers, so yeah, I think it'll just be signs and Hülkenberg again for next year.
Yep. And then we are at Force India, and yeah, I don't want to say sadly, because, well, it would be interesting to see some change, but I mean, there's no real reason for Force India to change anything. I mean, we know Perez and Ocon, they had their troubles, but they seem to get along quite okay nowadays, and they are both pretty quick. You know, in qualifying, we often see them within a tenth or something. And yeah, I mean, Perez is a great driver, Ocon is a great driver, also his association with Mercedes certainly helps Force India. Perez brings some good Mexican money, so I don't really see a reason why they would change the driver lineup. And I don't think Perez or Ocon do have any other offers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any change either. The big question with Force India is, will they actually be on the grid next year? You know, there's a lot of talk about how that team is having a lot of financial issues and the possibility that they could collapse and go into liquidation before at the end of the season, which would be a great shame.
The best rumor I heard was that Lawrence Stroll, Lance Stroll's father, just buys the team.
Yeah, and puts Stroll in that team. Yeah, I mean, Stroll F1 would be a weird team. But yeah, anyway, that's one of the many of the crazy rumors that have been going around this year. Just assuming that Force India will be on the grid next year, I do agree that it will be Perez and Ocon again. I really don't think there's too much else to be said there.
Yep, absolutely. And now we could get some change, some interesting discussions here. We do have Toro Rosso as the next team. Currently, they have Gasly and Hartley as their driver's lineup. I think they will keep Gasly. It's one of their junior drivers who went up through the ranks, and he's doing quite an okay job. Of course, some issues this season with the Honda engine and not always the luck on his side, but I think P4 in Bahrain showed what kind of potential is in him, and so I think Gasly will stay with Toro Rosso. But Hartley, yeah. I mean, also, he had some bad luck this season. But the thing is, at one point, he was already out of the Red Bull Junior program, and it seemed like, yeah, he was the only one that Red Bull could find to fill that seat. They basically got him out of WEC, and put him into a Formula One car, but he's not really, he doesn't really have the profile of a Red Bull junior driver that might eventually become a Red Bull Formula One driver. So, and yeah, a couple of weeks ago we heard even rumors that Red Bull were, or Toro Rosso were trying to get Lando Norris of McLaren to put him into the Toro Rosso car, and we heard rumors about Wehrlein and whatever. And to be honest, I don't think Hartley has the best chances to stay with Toro Rosso for 2019. Who will replace him? Whew, that's pretty difficult to say, I have to say. If I had to take a guess, I'd say maybe a Honda junior driver to get some kind of deal with the Honda engine that's supplied to Toro Rosso and of course to Red Bull for next season. And who's their best Honda, or who's the best Honda junior driver? I don't know. Maybe Fukusumi from F2. I don't know. But yeah, I can't really predict more than that. But I don't think Hartley, I don't think he'll be in F1 for next season. And I'll bet on a Honda junior driver. What do you think?
Yeah, it's probably the trickiest seat to, well, sorry, well, first, yeah, I do agree. Gasly will be a Toro Rosso next year. You know, yeah, there's no reason why he shouldn't be. So but yeah, when it comes to Hartley, it's a lot harder to predict. You know, I as well kind of find it hard to see him in F1 next year, but in my prediction list, I have placed him in for next year alongside Gasly. I think he's going to stay there, and the reason is, I mean, you're just trying to think of a driver that could come in place of him. I mean, will Toro Rosso go out again and get someone, you know, not really connected with the team? I mean, I know Hartley was connected with Red Bull and Toro Rosso, but that was like, you know, 7-8 years previous to his race debut with the team.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's been a few names linked, like, yeah, you already said Wehrlein and Norris. But yeah, and there's also been Felix Rosenquist. And, you know, could they go for a choice like Artem Markelov from Formula 2? You know, it's kind of all up in the air. They don't really have the depth in the junior squad, I think, and I think if they were to actually promote someone in place of Hartley, they would get someone from their junior their junior squad. And right now the guy next in line to come into Toro Rosso is Dan Ticktum, who's racing in Formula 3. I think he's second, or he was second before the round at Zandvoort last weekend. I haven't quite checked the standings since, but you know, he's been doing pretty well this year, coming back from, well, a couple of years ago he was of course banned for a year after he did something incredibly stupid at a race at Silverstone, I think it was. So yeah, next year I kind of only see it being either Hartley or Ticktum in that Toro Rosso seat. But yeah, I think Hartley might get the seat and Ticktum could be in the wings next year, ready to replace if needed for Hartley. But yeah, I still think Hartley has a lot more to prove in F1, because there's no doubt about it, he's a very, very quick driver. And I really do want to see him, I really want to see him do well, because he's probably my favourite personality wise guy on the out of the grid, and he's just such a cool laid back guy, and it'd be really, really great if he could really show his speed in F1, and I really do hope he gets a seat for next year. So yeah, I've placed him in there beside Gasly.
Okay, interesting. And next team I also think is a difficult team to predict, and I'm talking about McLaren there. This year, 2018, we do have Fernando Alonso and Stoffel Van Dorn in there, And yeah, my prediction is that we will not see Fernando Alonso in Formula One in 2019. I mean, he will not have a car that's able to fight for wins, and he has so many other things going on alongside Formula One, WEC. Don't know whether he'll do that next season, but certainly IndyCar and the Indy 500. And he's got other things. I would assume he wants to do more than, I don't know, fighting for P12 or P13 in a McLaren. That's at least the feeling I have. But the difficult thing is, I also think Van Dorn is not really in the safest seat at the moment, to be honest. I mean, when you compare his race and quali performances to his teammate, it's one of the largest gaps in the whole Formula One field between teammates. I mean, of course, Alonso's a pretty good driver, but the gap is just huge. And the thing is, I mean, we all know Van Dorn is pretty talented, but somehow he's not able to get everything out of the car at the moment, it seems. And I think McLaren is definitely looking at putting Lando Norris into the car, their junior driver, doing really well in Formula 2 currently. The thing is, will they or do they want to have two young drivers in their team with Norris, a rookie, and Van Dorn, a pretty unexperienced driver, maybe struggling to get the performance out of the car? Do they want that? I don't think so. But do they? The thing is, what's the alternative? Get Van Dorn out and get an experienced driver in? But who should that be? You know, for me, it's quite a difficult thing to predict. But if I had to predict it, I'd say they go for two youngsters. They go for Norris and Van Dorn for next season.
Yeah, I would agree with the exact same lineup. But for me, it's not a difficult choice. I think it's I think it's going to happen, absolutely. Alonso, you know, Alonso kind of holds all the cards. If he says I quit, you know, that's it, he's gone. And I do believe he will say that, because, you know, the past, four seasons, well, three and a half, I guess, have been just pure agony, I can imagine, for Alonso, who's just wishing for a car that can fight at the front again. I mean, we've seen that he has the speed to fight at the front, but, you know, what can he do when he doesn't have the car? And it's unlikely he'll ever get a car ever again, even if a seat opened up at, you know, Ferrari, let's say they'd have Leclerc there to come in. If a seat opened up at Mercedes, they'd have Ocon to come in. You know, there's just, I just don't think there's any opportunity for Alonso to fight at the front in Formula One ever again, which is what he wants. And yeah, there's just no real opportunity right now. I mean, it's going to be 2021, I think, at least until McLaren have a car capable of winning races. But, you know, it sort of, there was just maybe some possibility if Alonso leaves McLaren but still remains under contract with them and races elsewhere for McLaren, and then if McLaren produce a good car, he gets pulled back in. You know, it's one possibility, but I don't think that's going to happen, because I think once Alonso leaves F1, he leaves F1. And yeah, I see him doing that at the end of this year, and then McLaren will want some sort of continuity with its driver lineup, so they'll bring in Van Dorn, they keep Van Dorn and bring in Norris, who of course is one of the young drivers. And, you know, Van Dorn isn't the most inexperienced driver. If you take that it's going to be the start of next year where they have that lineup, possibly, you know, he'll have two full seasons of F1 under his belt. That's, you know, over 40 races, which is, you know, I wouldn't call him inexperienced per se, and he's been with McLaren for, you know, a lot longer than that. So I do see that happening. You know, you could also argue if they were going to get rid of Van Dorn also, as well as Alonso, you know, could they bring in an experienced driver from from the current grid, such as Perez or Grosjean or something like that. You know, that's I think another possibility that not many have thought about. But
actually, good point. Maybe there, that's the seat Grosjean could fit in my prediction.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not it wouldn't be the worst prediction in the world. I don't think Grosjean to McLaren, but yeah, I kind of just see Van Dorn and Norris getting in there next year. But yeah, definitely watch out, because there's, I think, two seats up for grabs there at McLaren. And, you know, McLaren may not be performing where it wants to be, but it's still McLaren. You know, it's still one of the biggest names in Formula One, and there'll be a lot of drivers around the grid that I think that will be interested in getting in there. So yeah, definitely we'll have to watch out for that one.
Talking about big names, big team names, let's talk about Williams. I mean, a horrible 2018 year season so far for them. The car is not performing at all in terms of aerodynamics, and the drivers find it very difficult to get the most, or to get any confidence while driving. And yeah, I mean, it is definitely unfair to predict or to say Williams is just at the back because of their drivers and so on, but still I have the feeling that we will see change for 2019. I think they will keep Lance Stroll, as his father I think is invested in the team, or provides sponsorship money. And also the team really needs that, as Martini leaves them as the main sponsor. Yeah, Sorotkin, also he brings some money. But I don't really have the feeling that he delivered what Williams was expecting from him this season. And I think they do have a pretty good backup, or maybe they will keep Sorokin as a test driver, whatever. But I think Williams has a very good backup, and I think it's a backup that everyone wants to see in the car. And maybe we can see that the story come true and see Robert Kubica in the car in 2019. Well, let's hope so. So that's my prediction, Kubica and Stroll for 2019, and maybe he can help the team to bring the car forward and develop it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, for the 2018 season, we're really hoping to see Kubica in that seat. I mean, there was such hype following the whole story. I wonder if that kind of if those people remain the same after seeing what kind of car Williams produced this year. I mean, I think even if Kubica had gone in to that seat, he would have he would have struggled anyway towards the back. I mean, there's no doubt about it. That car is awful. And you know, you said that Sorokin hasn't really been performing the way that Williams wanted him to. Well, I mean, is that really his fault when you're chucked into Formula One, your first race weekend, and you have this, you know, let's face it, shitbox of a car. You know, just, I don't think there's any other way to describe it. And you know, I mean, I feel pretty bad for Sorokin. But yeah, personally, I don't see change in there. Like you said, Williams need the money for next year, especially with Martini leaving, and Sorokin does provide a lot of money with SMP Racing. And yeah, I mean, Stroll, we know as well, has money from his father, as the comments on YouTube and Facebook remind us every day. But yeah, I mean, I really don't see any change at Williams next year. I mean, Sorokin, we know that he has his degree in race car engineering. I don't know. The question is, would any other driver actually want to drive the Williams? Would they want to race in that Williams, you know? But yeah, I personally don't see it happening with Kubica coming in. I think Sorokin will stay at the team again for next year. But if he was to be dropped, I mean, Kubica will be the driver to come in and replace him. But yeah, I just see it as Stroll and Sorokin for next year.
All right, so let's talk about the last team on the grid. Well, not last in terms of the order, as they improved massively compared to last year. And of course, I'm talking about Sauber, or Alfa Romeo Sauber. And yeah, currently they do have Leclerc and Ericsson as their drivers. But as we both predicted, probably Leclerc will leave in whatever direction, maybe Haas, maybe Ferrari. So there's one empty seat for Sauber, and I think, in my opinion, Ericsson will stay, as his sponsors are invested into the team, and yeah, basically that guarantees his seat, I would assume, although he multiply said that this is not the case. But yeah, it would be strange to see that Swedish company buy a lot of shares into the team and then kick him out. But yeah, I think Ericsson will stay, and we'll get another Ferrari junior driver in the car. And he drove the car already last season in 2017. And I think Antonio Giovinazzi will get the second seat at Sauber. What do you think?
Yeah, and it's very interesting. Just today it was announced that he will be driving for Sauber during the first free practice session in Germany next weekend.
Yeah, good point.
Which is which I find very, very interesting. I think it's the exact same. It'll be good for Sauber, I think, to have Ericsson. I don't think he's been that bad this year. Of course, I mean, a lot of the spotlight's been on Leclerc, who no doubt has been outperforming Ericsson at the team. Ericsson hasn't done too badly, and you know, he's been at this team now since 2015, and he's integrated well there. I think he's actually the most experienced driver in Sauber's history, which is quite incredible.
Most experience in terms of being with the team,
in terms of race start, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't do you count BMW Sauber with Heidfeld and so on?
I wouldn't count that, because that was
just Sauber as Sauber.
Well, okay. Whatever way you want to look at it, anyway, he's definitely one of the most experienced drivers with Sauber anyway. And with Sauber this year having definitely made improvements on the car from last year. I mean, the car last year was horribly slow. And this year, you know, they've been able to fight for points. We've seen the car in Q2 quite often, and we've even seen it in Q3. And to see them sort of fighting for a point or two now isn't unusual, and it's not surprising anymore to me when I see that. Which is a great,
at least with Leclerc.
Which is a great thing, because looking at the car last year, it was just god awful. It was so bad. It was like, well, in terms of speed, it was slower than the the Williams, I reckon, of this year. But it's good to see them improving like this now, and Ericsson being there with the experience that he has within the team, that'll be very, very valuable for them going forward. And yeah, with Leclerc leaving in both of our predictions, that kind of only leaves Giovinazzi to come in, who I think definitely deserves a shot in F1. He had a good Australia in 2017, not so good China, and he had a couple of more outings for Haas and free practice last year. But then I think he's been doing some fantastic work for Ferrari this year on the simulator. You know, we've heard that, reportedly that a lot of his simulator driving has been aiding Ferrari in their setup changes and stuff like that to allow them to be quick at the tracks. So he's obviously very, very valuable right now to Ferrari, and I think it would be great if he got a full-time seat in F1, and I certainly hope to see him in Sauber next year, so I've placed him in there as well.
All right, so that's the 2019 grid concluded, at least our predictions. And yeah, let's see how this plays out over the next couple of months. I mean, you talked already about few of the key players. You said Alonso, of course. Hamilton is a key player in signing the new contract, because if he wouldn't sign the new contract, well, I mean, there'd be a lot of drivers. Yeah, chaos and a lot of drivers. Yeah, let's put it mildly, they'd show small interest in that seat. But we both don't think that'll come that far. And yeah, for most seats, probably it'll stay the same. But for some teams, there will be change for next season. So yeah, until next week then. And this week we do have the German GP, which will be quite interesting. And we will review that race next week. So until then, goodbye.